Welcome to the Trinity Baptist Church podcast. For more information about our church and to keep up to date with the latest resources, please visit our website at www.trinitybaptist.org. Enjoy the podcast.
Jesus showed up and gave the words, "Peace be with you." Right after his resurrection, the story was stirring whether it was really true that Christ had won. And when he showed himself in their midst, they knew that it was true. Jesus shows up every day. Jesus is with you and next to you, behind you and in front of you. Do you see him? Do you hear his words being spoken to you? Peace be with you. When we hear these words and take them in, we live passionately in life. What motivates us to live passionately but a purpose with sustained meaning? It is this purpose, that feeling purpose coursing through our soul, that gets us out of bed in the morning, pumps us up during the day, and puts us to bed in the evening with a thank you. This passionate purpose of living can only be centered around what is true and most real, and that comes from God the Father, embodied by Christ. Sustained by the Spirit day after day, week after week, month after month, and year after year. This kind of sustained power of purpose is where we want to organize our life around, by being in a living relationship as the Maldonados, a living relationship as a family. As Tootsie, Marjorie Stahl is part of this living story. She's here today with her son Don and daughter-in-law Laura. And Tootsie, I asked you last night if we could do a dance today. You promised you wouldn't wear your high shoes for us to do that. Okay. For 100 years, next Saturday, for 100 years, she has walked this earth. Walked it with passion. Walked it with passion from Western Kentucky, been faithful to those roots. She grew up in the roaring 20s. She endured the Great Depression and the Great Recession. She applied the gospel to the civil rights movement. She became a member of our church family 70 years ago, just after we had begun. She raised a beautiful family. And she is a sign of the resurrection power. This is sustained purpose embodied. If you wonder, can you really do it another day? Imagine doing it for 365 days times 100.
May I say just a little bit when you get
through? All right, she wants to preach with me. All right, so now I'm going to give you the mic in my ear, so I'm going to lean over with you. All right. Let's scoot back a bit so these people here can see you. Yeah. Okay.
All right. May I say, I have been here from not a founding member, but since 1950. So I have been through every year with this church. It has been a part of my life. It has been our family. And I have not missed anything. But now that I'm near the end of my journey, I want to take with me the fond memories, the blessings, and your love, because it is here that I have so much of my life.
In God's hands, our endings become beginnings, both for you here on earth and forever in heaven. When you move from Western Kentucky to Texas, then you've been saying, "This is the day the Lord has made. I'll rejoice and be glad in it." And by how you have lived the meaning of passion coursing through your soul, you have inspired us, and we're grateful to God for you.
Well, I came from the dust of Kentucky, and I will be going back to the dust of Kentucky.
Okay. Okay. This passionate living, then, is a presence of Christ, the resurrected Christ, in our lives, awakening our minds with a curiosity that is sustained by what is most real. Quickens our heart with a feeling of passion to know that the day matters, a day that we live with him. The sense of the hurt in our life can be healed by his healing power from the cross and the resurrection. The comfort and counsel of the Holy Spirit gives us a way to bring our doubts to him and let him heal the source of the doubts with a belief that was greater than ever before the first doubt first appeared. That's what's going on in this passage. Can you imagine the changes that Tootsie has seen in 100 years? And the questions that she has asked, the trials that she has lived through, the triumph that has come along the way, because the reality of God is most true and has seen her through, she gives a witness for us today. How do we do this? We do it by asking. We ask to understand, to get clarity, not distance ourselves from God. Now, doubt has two roles in the New Testament. Doubt is when we are not sure it's true. Doubt is when we can't make a real commitment because we've got a question that's stirring inside of us if this is real. But in the New Testament, we find that the two specific uses of doubt. And Jesus will ask in this passage, at the close of Luke 24, why do your doubts rise among you? In the midst of a year that you've been living through in COVID-19 and a world turned topsy-turvy with all kinds of social upheaval and economic challenges and schedules that have been forever changed in some ways. There is the Jesus standing next to you. You say, peace be with you. And while this Christ is stirring among us, then he knows what's in our heart. And he says, now why is your heart troubled? And why do these doubts arise? Well, the second kind of doubt in the New Testament, the first one was, is this really true? Is Christ really the Christ? Is he truly the Messiah who has come? But the second doubt is, can I do what he's asking me to do because he is the Christ? The first doubt is about the other. The second doubt is about us. The self-doubt can paralyze us once we've got the right answer to the first doubt. The Lord wants you not to have your passion drained away because you haven't fully committed yourself to the answer that indeed he is with you and he will see you through. God doesn't give up. He is the promise maker and the promise keeper. And so in this age, as we answer the question about giving our doubts with God and having it surpassed by stronger belief than ever before, it's not a make-believe belief. It is a real belief that has been tried and tested by the marketplace and by our daily lives. And people like with Tootsie can see that it's true in you. He opened their minds, it says in Luke 24, so they could understand the scripture. This word of God for the people of God, as Randy and Phil has read it for us, is a living word. It's a promise that God has made to us. And through this scripture, he opens up the story that reveals his meaning for that age and for our age today. Allowing ourselves and to have our minds open to the fullness of God enables our minds to be at their very best in daily living. And so God sees it through for you if you ask your questions to him. Ask, and then you seek, and then you knock. You ask, and it'll be given to you. He'll take your doubt, and he'll work with it. You'll seek, and then you'll find a confirmation of his answer. You knock, and then you are emboldened to live with victory. Two is to see. To be able to see yourself in light of Christ, living passionately in his purposes. To be able to actually see yourself as God sees you. That's what Jesus was doing in their midst in that upper room in the end of Luke 24. He was saying, now I see you, do you see me? And they were overwhelmed by joy and their sense of a disbelief was thinking this is too good to be true. Maybe life has hurt you so much that you don't think the good news is good news for you. Maybe your joys in life have been dashed and you think no more joy is going to come your way. But Jesus said, I am here with you and this is a joy that you can trust. It'll be the sustaining wellspring in your life. Then to be able to see yourself in light of Christ, even when others don't, you can, because the reflection of his love from the cross to the grave to the resurrection is shining his truth for you. And then Jesus said, you're witnesses of these things. You are firsthand witnesses. We all know the drama of a great thriller when a witness has seen the crime committed, but there are stakes, high stakes, of whether or not the witness will actually come forward and testify and to risk one's self in light of the pressures that the opposition are going to try to intimidate the witness. And so in our world today, there are forces trying to intimidate you to pull back some of that passion in your life and the confidence in your life, because your confidence is in him and your passion is his presence. And that's not what we have to pull back from. That's not what we can afford to pull back from. And then as we give a witness, it's the witness of his presence into a world. The word witness in the New Testament means to be a martyr. Martyr, witness, same word. It means to give your whole life directed in your word and your actions to what you have seen with the Christ. We are living in an age in which we must be witnesses, faithful and true. We soon will be holding the cup and the bread in our hands as a sign that we have experienced the truth that this Christ is with us in a way that we will be strengthened because of communion, shaping us as a community, as a body of Christ. The early church looked at communion as a way of helping to keep the whole body healthy, and that if the church didn't celebrate communion, it would create a weakness in the spirit of people, because it was the reenactment of the living reality of the Christ who is with us. So this passion is connected because God can, we can. Because God wills, we can will from our life. It is made possible through him. And so it was that the same Jesus, only days before the story out of Luke 24, only days before this story of being in the upper room, the very same room where he had been with them for that Last Supper. And as he was with them, he said to them, I want you to understand all reality in light of this reality. You will see my body crucified on the cross, and that is real, but you'll see my body buried in the grave and rise again. That's victory. You will see my blood spilled, but remember that the power of the blood is to establish a covenant that God is willing to give everything in order for you to experience the promise of his grace. And with that cost, can we do anything but to give our full self in light of him?
We hope you enjoyed your segment of the Trinity Baptist Church podcast. For more information about our church and to keep up to date with the latest resources, please visit our website at www.trinitybaptist.org.